We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, 1 o'clock here on Thursday afternoon. NBA draft day here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy. The Solomon Brothers Diamond text line is open and running. 404-741-0929. A great opportunity for you at the top of the hour to get your AMA questions in early. Because we're going to do the AMA at 1:40 today. It could be an NBA draft-related question, if you want, at 1:40. Braves-related, outhouse sanitation question, whatever you want to get into. We will answer your questions coming up at 1:40 this afternoon. I'm going to get to that.
Okay,
I'm going to get to it,
all right?
On the text line, 404-741-0929. This hour on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Strayer University.
Let's get it!
Let's get to what's trending. Come on, Brian.
As this one is launched toward the gap left center, Legarris going back. It's gone. Superstar puts Atlanta in front.
That was a Josh Donaldson home run. Chip Carey calls him a superstar.
He's been playing like
a superstar. Was that the Freddie Freeman home run? That was the Freddie Freeman home run. All right, now that makes more sense. He is a superstar.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't get the credit that he deserves, I don't think.
I don't think Freddie cares.
No, of course
you
not.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Freddie doesn't care.
Freddie has that scowl about him. Like, But I loved yesterday, you know, the day before yesterday, even though they got DeGrom, just the emotion he was showing. Because he got upset about that first strikeout he got.
He did.
Because it was a ball.
It was.
And yesterday, who was the other one that had was it Donaldson? His first time he struck out? I'm like, dude, come on. Yesterday, I'm so sick.
No, I understand.
These dudes,
you know, it's interesting.
Man.
I heard Dukes and Bell having a conversation about umpire. No, actually, it was Bell and Chuckery yesterday having a conversation about umpires. And Chuckery kept saying that he wouldn't be surprised if, because it just seems so contentious right now between players and umpires, like to the point where you saw the Machado thing. Latin, he got in trouble for it. Nolan Arenado as well threw his bat and all that kind of stuff. Like, it seems like we're leading to a point where an umpire and a player are really going to come to blows.
Something's going to happen.
And I hope it doesn't. I don't want that to happen. It does seem like players take things a little bit more personally than they have.
They're sensitive as hell. Don't get
it
wrong.
It definitely seems like umpires take things a lot more personally than they always have.
They're not even old.
Right.
I mean, they're all old, but I asked you this yesterday. What, of all the four majors, what referee umpire group isn't baseball umpires probably most hated?
Probably.
Because they want to be a part of the show.
Whew, I don't know. Most hated?
Yes.
Umps are definitely hated.
That's what I'm saying.
They're having parades in New Orleans about how much they hate the refs down there.
I mean, of course you're going to get a blown call by a referee. I'm just talking about, as a collective group, Major League Baseball umpires got to be the most hated.
That's a great question. And I think that you're probably right.
Right.
But that doesn't mean people don't hate
I didn't refs. Say that, because I know they hate NFL refs.
NBA refs.
I know they hate them, but I'm talking
Everybody hates them. But I wonder how much of it, because I was listening to their conversation yesterday, and I thought they had a lot of really interesting points about it. I wonder how much of it is umpires just being sensitive to every time they make a mistake, people saying, bring in the robots. Like, you feel like you're about to be replaced.
What's that dude's name? Angel Hernandez?
Yeah,
that dude.
Dude.
Yeah, that guy there.
He's the worst. There's a lot of really Joe West. Cowboy Joe West is a disaster. Like, there's a lot of bad umpires, no doubt. I just wonder if there's a part of them and their sensitivity.
They're tired of them complaining.
That they know that they're about to be replaced. Like, there's a minor league that's about to, in the second half of the season, have balls and strikes called by a computer.
Yeah.
If it goes well, you don't think that's going someplace else?
But my thing is, it's going to be funny that they had a computer. So is the computer going to be, like, behind the catcher and all that?
I don't know.
Because I'm curious. Like, what if they
have a laptop on a stool?
What if they get it wrong? Are you going to fight the computer? I mean, come on, man.
It's just going to have that computer voice that calls balls and strikes over the PA system.
Come on.
Ball. Strike two. No, the umpire is going to have a headpiece in. And he's going to make the call, ball or strike. What's going to be fun is when he doesn't agree with it.
Yes.
And then an umpire gets in a fight with a computer on the field.
I mean, if he goes over there, kicks over the table with the computer on it. I mean, something's going to happen, dude. I'm just telling you. Something's going to happen.
You know what I miss? I miss a good old-fashioned manager getting thrown out of a game in, like, heated fashion. I know that we were talking about this
Lou
last
Piniella.
Week.
Lou Piniella?
Well, because when Snit got thrown out of the game last week, Braves came back and won that game, by the way. Maybe it fired him up. But Snit's fine when he gets fired up. It's kind of fun, but he doesn't do it quite like that. Bobby Cox obviously was amazing at getting thrown out of games.
Yes.
I don't think anybody did it quite with the passion and, like, just, like, red-faced anger of Lou Piniella.
That was nothing better.
With kicked dirt on him.
Like, here comes Lou. And Lou would come out there kicking and spitting. And he's like, I mean, has to be the greatest getting thrown out dude ever. Now, the best one is the dude in the minor league who was throwing grenades.
That was a Braves affiliate, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That has to be the greatest one of all time. And
they'll never
be one.
No, but nothing be better than that. But again, what if there's robots? I mean, you going to go out there and argue with a robot like that? Kick dirt on a robot?
That's what I'm saying.
Steal third base from
the
robot?
What's going to happen when the robot does, you don't agree with it? Are you still going to yell at the referee even though he didn't make the call?
I don't know. It wasn't me. Yeah. It was Umptron 4000 that made that call. Don't get mad at me. I don't really remember how we got on that topic.
Me neither.
But what I do know is that Freddie Freeman is very good. Josh Donaldson has been playing very well also.
Yeah.
And the Braves were 8-2 on the last homestand. They're 4 games up now in the NL East, which is fantastic.
Especially going out on this long road trip like that. They're going to start off with Washington. They got to go to and we know that rivalry that they have right with the with those two ball clubs. And then you got to go out to Chicago. And we know how talented they are. The pitching has not been where it needs to be out there in Chicago, but they still have talent. And that's the thing about it. I mentioned that against the Phillies, talking about the Phillies' talent last weekend. And that's like, okay, no, they're not playing well, but they're playing okay. But they have a whole lot of talent. Don't let that talent shine in this series. So the Braves got to go and take care of business in Washington and Chicago.
So there's a chance, because Keuchel is more than likely going to make his debut Friday, tomorrow, right? Still haven't heard the official announcement yet, because I don't think they can officially announce it yet.
Right.
When they do, they will, and Keuchel will start tomorrow. Keuchel's also scheduled to start against the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chance that next week we'll see Dallas Keuchel start a game and Craig Kimbrell potentially be in the game as well as the closer. So the two guys that have been talked about all season long are going to face off against each other next week. Luckily, one of them plays for the Braves.
I love it, man. And again, it's still early. We think that we're pretty sure. I think I'm pretty sure that the Braves are going to make maybe a couple more moves to better this rotation and bullpen. And when that's done, it's going to go to the – I think it's going to just take off. Man. Right now, they're in such a groove. You said it back in May sometime. You're like, hey, Ronald Acuña and these guys are going to start raking, and that's what they're doing right now.
They won last night, right? They're 8-2 on the homestand. Max Fried's now 8-3 on the season. Why does he sound so sad then?
Felt like I put the team in the hole, you know.
Oh, man.
Oh, Max.
Last, you know, 4 or 5 starts. And
dang.
Today I just wanted to, especially when we got that 2-1 lead, I just wanted to keep it there. Just try to keep us in the game.
Hey,
not try to let any big innings happen.
Max needs somebody to put a hug on him.
He does.
Damn.
He needs a bear hug.
Young fella, you okay?
6 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, only 1 walk.
You okay,
pretty
fella?
Good outing.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's a bounce back outing from Max Fried.
We always talk about him and Mike Soroka, how stoic they are and everything. And it was funny. I think I read something, might have been last week or the week before. He and I think it was Fried talking about he needs to get out more relaxed. You know, yeah. Dude, go out and hang out sometime. Walk around wherever you live at, man. Calm down. It's not that big. But yeah, he was saying. He said he's got to, like, relax more. Yeah, dude, it's a long season, man. You can't just be tight and tensed all season.
Well, and you're so good. He's such a good pitcher. He's so vital to the Braves' rotation right now. I don't know. I mean, I guess we get mad at guys when they have bad starts like Fulte did last week and then said, yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I'm encouraged. Like, wait, Fulte, you were terrible. What do you mean you're encouraged?
Yeah.
So I guess I would prefer a pitcher to have a great start or a good start and sound sad than to have a bad start and sound happy.
Yeah.
Because that's what we heard with Fulte in his last start.
Oh, talking about those home runs?
It's okay. I feel good, though. No big deal. I feel like I'm really coming along. Joe Patrick's going to join us in 15 minutes, our 92.9 The Game Braves insider.
This is a booming market. It's a market that loves basketball. And my good, let's just say my gut feel is that this is a market that's ready for a championship. And we have to run this franchise to become a contender. And that's what we're trying to do.
That's Tony Ressler there, the owner of the Atlanta Hawks, yesterday with the morning show. There was a lot in there. One of the things that was in there is something that I fully agree with and I've been saying for a long time, and I can't wait to actually see it come to fruition, which is this is a powder keg of a basketball market, an NBA market. If we see some legit superstars on this Hawks team, that arena is going to be completely insane.
I agree. I mean, but I don't want to call the Hawks season last year a success because it wasn't. I mean, they were not good, but they were fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They were fun to watch. It was fun to come see these guys. And as the season went along, you saw more and more people get there. My thing for the Hawks, and this is my wish for the Hawks, is, okay, when it's sold out, let it be more Hawks jerseys than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let's let it be more Hawks jerseys than anywhere else. I gotta see it first to believe it. And it's always that one, you know, that first big free agent you go out and get, and then the others will fall. I gotta see him get that one. Now, I thought when the first time Joe came for Phoenix, Joe Johnson, when he came for Phoenix, I thought it was a good pickup for the Hawks. And then they were at a situation where they couldn't risk losing them, so they had to repay him again. But now I want you to go out there and make them say no. Make them take your call, because I think Travis Schlenk they will answer his phone if he calls. Just make them say no. That's my issue.
Yeah.
Is that nobody even thinks. It's not even in the listing. It's not even in my favorites. It's like, Hawks.
That's an unknown call.
Yeah,
that's cool. A call you hit that little side button so it stops buzzing in your pocket.
It's cool to hang out there.
Tonight's a big step in that direction, though, if you get it right. I mean, that's what the NBA draft is. You know, if you're able to grab a guy, and this is the thing about the draft, 60 guys are going to get drafted tonight.
Right.
There's probably right now two or three that you would feel comfortable betting on being like franchise type guys.
Who?
Maybe.
Who?
Maybe two or three. I mean,
Who?
If you're talking about Zion.
Okay. Are we sure?
No, absolutely we're not sure.
But the other thing,
too, is there's other guys later in the draft that are going to go, just like every year in every draft, that end up being those guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Paul George was the 10th overall pick. Kawhi was the 15th overall pick. Draymond Green was the 35th overall pick. Like, we talk about drafts as if there's only three or four guys in them.
Well, that's how
60 guys are getting drafted.
That's how they're making us believe it, because I said it yesterday. When everybody's watching the NCAA tournament, they hear these names, they see these guys, and they didn't see them play the whole season. The only person does that is Deshaun Tate. And now you're at a point where even the punts up there, these are three guys right here, nobody else. You sure about that?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course they're trying to sell us
that it's just those three guys.
Which I don't understand, because that's just bad.
That's bad TV. You know what I'm saying?
Because those guys are going one, two, and three. You want us to keep watching, don't you?
Exactly. I'm like, the New York Knicks take R.J. Barrett. All right, babe, what do you want to do? Click. Like, don't you want to keep people tuned in?
Now, the Hawks currently have four picks. I know that you might be saying, they had six picks. They had six picks. They traded their two latest picks yesterday morning and this morning. They got rid of number 44 and number 41. Now they have 8, 10, 17, and 35. So four picks in the top 35, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Still not fully convinced that they're going to make all four of those picks. But one thing we knew for sure when Travis Schlenk told us we weren't adding five rookies to the team. Whether they add four, we'll see. I kind of doubt it. Don't be surprised if they make a move at some point today before the draft, or maybe as the draft is going on, to try to move up and get that guy that they really covet.
Obviously, my mindset, I think I am ready to be the face. I think everybody has that mindset. I think if somebody doesn't have that mindset, then they're playing the right sport. Whether I'm the face or not, I'm just ready to help my team win.
That is the voice of Zion Williamson. He is going to go number one overall tonight.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure about that one.
We need to get Zion some 10 skin or something, man. Excuse me? 10 skin.
10?
T-E-N.
10 skin?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah. It helped you with the razor bumps, man. Yeah, he got a rough shave, man. He's looking kind of bumpy under there.
I think it seems like maybe the first time he used a real razor.
Yeah, man, and it gets you. It catches you, young fella. Yeah, you need to get that thing lubed up.
That's a bummer, because he's going to be on TV.
I know, he's going to be on TV.
Famous pictures for a long time.
They might do some makeup.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you put makeup on your neck?
Sure. I think you could put makeup on anything.
Can you?
I think. I mean, I've never
body makeup. Wendy?
I've never put makeup on anything I have put makeup on my face before.
Me too.
We've been on TV.
It was bad though, because my complexion. I was looking real powdery.
Well, the thing that sucks is the lights are real hot.
Yeah.
And then the makeup, it like kind of like puts a coat of just warmth over your face.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I'm getting sweaty. It's not good. Makeup's running down. Nothing good about wearing makeup. You know what's fun about some media guys, like TV guys?
They wear it all the time.
They'll wear it even when they're not on TV.
Power
like they'll show up to Flowery Bridge at this like a press conference. Like, wait a minute, you're not going live. What are you wearing concealer for? What are you up here wearing makeup for on a Wednesday?
Pound
cake. Going on TV today.
I forgot. What was Richard, Little Richard's? It was Pound Cake something.
I don't know.
Yeah, Richard was what? The Pound Cake Foundation or whatever it's called.
This has been your makeup minute on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy.
All right, Matty Ice. Falcons offense.
Dynamic.
2019.
Champs.
Damn right.
Julio Jones.
The best.
Damn right.
That's Matt Ryan from a Falcons.com podcast that he and Dirk Cutter and Mike Mularkey all were a part of. Pretty interesting stuff, actually. Half an hour long, so carve out some time. But fun to listen to those guys talk to one another, just the admiration they have for one another. But they did word association at the end. 2019 champs. That's the only way to feel, isn't it?
Hell yeah. Dude, I mean, you've been there and you've almost tasted. You were on a repeat to try to get back. You lost it. Didn't make the playoffs last year. Hell yeah, it's redemption. No, I won't say redemption. It's time for them to go and get there because they're banking on health. That's why they didn't make a lot of upgrades on the defensive line. And they're going to count on the fact that, you know, we're going to get back to our way of playing football. We got the Super Bowl. All our guys are healthy. We're going to get out in front and let these guys go hunt. And, I mean, that's how they got to do it.
Yeah, and I would imagine, because Matt Ryan has never really shied away from being honest about the expectations that he has for the team. Mm-hmm. And then he'll say something like that, and then they'll make a headline out of it in the national news and say Matt Ryan is guaranteed a Super Bowl. Okay, he should be. He should be. And I imagine throughout the summer when we get a chance to talk to him out there at Flowery Branch for training camp and we're leading into the season, he's going to say more stuff like that.
Exactly.
And he should.
That's what I said, so?
Yeah. He should say stuff like that. I mean, I would have a problem if he wasn't saying that. It's time for a Super Bowl.
Walker?
Yeah, I don't know. 2019, second round maybe. 10-6, hopefully. Not sure. Maybe we'll split with the Saints.
Something like that.
Just aiming right in the middle.
9-7.
Aiming in the middle. Oh, man. Champs. That's what he said. That's what he meant. All right. You can get your AMA questions in on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Coming up next, Joe Patrick going to join us, our 92.9 The Game Braves insider. See if we can get some information on Dallas Keuchel. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you. Just a couple segments left for us. Dukes and Bell up. From 2 to 7 today. No Dukes. John Checkery in for the remainder of the week. Be sure to tune in tonight as well at 7 o'clock. Mike Conti, myself, and Deshaun Tate have your NBA Drafts coverage live from State Farm Arena. We'll get to an AMA in 20 minutes. Get your questions in. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929. Before we do that, though, joined now on the WadeFord.com hotline by our Braves insider, Joe Patrick. Joe, how are you today?
I'm good. I missed you guys on Tuesday. It seems like you guys had a nice day out on the course, but I'm doing well.
What up, Joe? Of course we did, man.
Yeah, we had a great day.
We were forced to that. Our boss forced us not to come in and work, and so we did the only thing you can do when you have a day off, golfed and drank a bunch of beer. So no problem.
Sounds like a good day to me. Sounds like a good day off to me.
Yeah, it was a solid day. The Braves had a really good homestand, 8-2. Obviously, I think the offense is the thing that we're giving the majority of the credit to there. But what is maybe getting hidden in what's going really well for the Braves right now, besides just how well they're hitting the baseball?
This is going to really please Randy, but I think it's the bullpen. This
bullpen.
This bullpen is kind of like been born anew since around the middle of May. In fact, at one point, I don't know if this stat still holds up, but as of like, you know, 4 or 5 days ago, the Braves had the best bullpen ERA in all of baseball since like May 16th, which is around the time Austin Riley got called up, which clearly shows the effect that Austin Riley is having on this team in all departments. But, this team, like the bullpen has really been solid, and the team made a deal to bring in Anthony Swarzak. He made his first appearance on May 22nd, and he's been incredible. You know, he's pitched over 13 innings for this team and only given up one run total in all of his appearances. He's been lights out, under one ERA, under one whip. So, you know, I think that some of these guys are kind of under the radar because, you know, Luke Jackson has had his struggles lately. He's the one guy in the bullpen who's gone the other way, and that's obviously in his role. That is the most obvious, you know, guy you see. He's in the highest leverage situations. But everybody else has been very, very solid.
So you're saying we don't have to worry anymore? Bullpen's
okay. I'm not saying that. I'll repeat it from the high heavens that, you know, this team I think still needs to go out and add one more arm to that bullpen for the closer role. But, you know, I think that they're not kind of – they should get some credit. You know, they should get some credit for
no
what
doubt.
They've done over the last month or so.
Oh, I agree with that. But you know how hot this team has been, 8-2 over the 10-game homestand. Now they're going out on the road for 10 games. Me and Andy were discussing this earlier, the expectations of – as a Braves fan, what should be the should we expect to go 8-2 or maybe 6-4? How would that, because of how that crowd has been at SunTrust and how active they've been, how do you think we keep them that interested?
Yeah, you know, it's something last night that I asked Max Fried about. You know, just pitching in front of these big crowds. You know, they are really starting to feel like playoff atmospheres, and I think that this team kind of recognized the fact that, you know, 37,000 plus people came out to see them on a Wednesday night in June, which just doesn't typically happen, especially, you know, with the Braves historically, you know, have not been the team to draw those big crowds like some of the other big markets do. And so I think that the players really, really appreciate that. And I think they sort of feed off of that. You know, they Max said that he can, you know, you can sort of feel the electricity, the energy in the air when there's that many people in the stadium. So, you know, I think that helps this team, obviously. I don't think they're going to continue to go 8-2 every 10 games the rest of the season. If they do, they'll by far be the best team ever in baseball. But you know, I think this team, like I said, this team just wants to win every series it can. And I think that, you know, if they can, they just continue to try to win 2 out of 3, and that's a huge success for them. And so that's what they've done in 2 of these series against NL East opponents in this homestand. They've won 2 out of 3, and that is job done, successful, mission accomplished.
Joe Patrick joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, our 92.9 The Game Braves insider. You can follow Joe on Twitter at JAPatrick200. Joe, you said you talked to Max Fried after the game last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why'd he sound so sad, man? He had a pretty good outing yesterday. What was he so bummed out about?
He does. He's very soft-spoken in that regard. But, you know, I think for Max, it was really big for him, obviously, to have that start after several poor starts in a row. And I think what he said was really illuminating in that, you know, he just wanted to get back to basics. I think, you know, he got off to such a great start to begin the season. And then I think that what happens, especially for players in his position, when you haven't had that experience of success before as a starting pitcher, you want to, the pressure kind of builds on you, right, to keep it going and to make, you know, perfect pitch after perfect pitch and to try to continue to be, you know, people were calling him the ace of this staff for a while after he got off to such a hot start. So I think there's sometimes some pressure to keep that going, and it showed. You know, it showed he had some poor outings after that. And what he said last night was, just want to get back to basics, get ground balls, do the things that made him successful at the beginning of the season when there weren't those expectations on him. And I think that that's what we really saw out of him. He was able to just, you know, have confidence that he can command the fastball, and that really sets up the rest of his stuff, especially the curveball. And he said that felt like it was back to normal about the third inning.
Joe, the Rainmaker, he is he's doing his thing right now, man. And you talk about a guy that is on a streak that we've been waiting for. When you look at the money that AA and the Braves went out and spent for him, and he's been like that. Andy had a great stat. Ever since he's thrown that catch out of the way, he's been unbelievable and unstoppable. Has it been more or less, you know, he's getting better pitches? I know that before the game, one of the games he was doing some work on the field instead of being in the cage. What has it been about his play lately? I know it just can't be him throwing a catch out of the way.
Oh, no. No, he just had to get his juices flowing. He just had to have his little WWE wrestling promo there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Just get fired up.
Going. And that really set everything in motion for him. Now, you know, he's talked about his swing is a little abnormal, and he has a lot of moving parts in it. Mm. And it's just taken him some time this season to kind of get all those moving parts coordinated and in sync with each other. I think that we're just really starting to see that. And I think that also with a guy like him, he really feeds off of that confidence of when he starts seeing the ball do what he wants it to do off the bat, he really can then kind of get some momentum and feel that like he needs to be that, you know, that big guy in the middle of the lineup. That's what he's always been in his career. So, you know, I think that has just been part of it. There's been some, you know, some technical work in terms of getting those mechanics sorted out. But now I think he's just rolling. And he talked about how he's been hitting the ball hard this season. It just hasn't been going up in the air. And so, you know, to get into technical terms, it's about, you know, the launch angle and stuff like that. He pays attention to this stuff, apparently. And now he's getting that launch up and the ball's flying out of the ballpark.
You bring up an interesting point about all of his moving parts in his swing. Now, obviously, I'm not a Major League Baseball hitting coach or anything like that, but we watch a lot of baseball. Go back and watch the slow motion of his home run last night. his leg kick, and then the way that he like uses his hand. He looks like, you know, when you see an old school train engine and all the moving parts to make the wheels go. That's what Josh Donaldson looks like with everything that's moving in order to get the swing to move. But look, if it's all working like it is right now, he gets a ton of power, and he hit another one out last night. Hey, what changed with Sean Newcomb? I know that he got hit in the head. It was very scary, but it seemed at first like he was going to be okay. Now he's on the 7-day concussion protocol. What changed over the last couple days?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what symptoms have cropped up, but you know, with concussions, these things can happen on a kind of a delayed schedule. You know, you start to feel the symptoms only, you know, a couple days later, and so I think that that's what he's been feeling. I don't think, you know, he looked fine yesterday when we saw him in the clubhouse. I don't think it's anything that is overly worrisome with him. You know, he's going to be continuing to do baseball activities while he's out. I think it's just, you know, there's no reason to push him at this point and for something to possibly go wrong. So I think it's just a precautionary measure. I don't think, you know, long term there's going to be any ill effects from that.
Joe, Ender, he's ramping things up.
No, so,
should we be worried?
No.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you bring a guy like him back onto your bench, you'll probably have the best. You know, the Braves may have one of the best benches in baseball. With, you know, you've got a Gold Glover there, you've got a guy like Johan Camargo who has driven in so many runners. On the bench, you've got a utility guy like Charlie Culberson who can do literally play any position. He even has pitched this season so far. So, you know, I think that, but you're not putting Ender back into the lineup, right? Like,
okay,
lineup,
all right, okay, thanks, Joe.
For sure not.
Thanks, Joe. That's
it's
all I needed.
Historic case, and there's no reason he's not getting close to this lineup right now.
Thanks a lot. That's what I was going for, Joe. Thank you.
I know that they haven't been able to officially announce it yet, but is the plan, are we all going to see Dallas Keuchel make his debut tomorrow night against Washington?
Yeah, from everything I've heard is that he's still on pace to, on track to make that start tomorrow. That's what everybody's expecting. And so, yeah, I don't really have anything more to add on it other than they fully expect him to make that start.
Well, I was wondering, has there been any communication? I'm sure there's been questions asked, but any idea given as to if there's a restriction as far as pitches or innings or anything like that that he's going to be limited to tomorrow night?
You know, not officially, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him. You know, they're going to err on the side of caution with him, obviously. So, you know, if he gets into a situation where, you know, there's a possible pinch hit situation, maybe in the fifth inning and he's already thrown, you know, in the upper 70s or something pitches, they may just pull him. You know, they're not going to risk anything with him at this point. There's just no reason to do so. You really want him for the long run, and you don't want anything to go wrong. So I'm sure there's some sort of unofficial protocol they have. They're not going to announce that to the public for us as of yet. But, yeah, I'm sure they will be very cautious with him.
Are you wearing your Ozzie Albies chain over the weekend, or is that something that you just put up on your memorabilia shelf?
You know, I haven't put it up yet, but yeah, it's on my shelf.
Okay.
With my Ronald Acuna, my Josh Donaldson, and my Swanberson
bobblehead.
It's like a two-face Dansby Swanson, Charlie Culberson bobblehead. Oh yeah, there's been lots of goodies from the Braves this season, but I was impressed with the jewelry box that came in.
It was nice.
Everybody said it was nice.
It looked legit.
Yeah.
But, Joe, make sure you put clear nail polish on if you're going to wear it, okay?
Yeah, don't get a green net.
Don't get a green net.
<All right.
laughs> So you can come to this show for all kinds of things, including advice on how to wear knockoff jewelry. Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
That's Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game Braves Insider. We're just offering
services.
That's
all, man. That's all, because I don't want nobody going around with the green neck.
Especially if it's getting hot outside. Yeah. You're going to start getting sweaty.
Can you wash that off? Is it embedded in your skin?
It's like a tattoo.
You know what I'm saying?
Around your neck.
Around your damn neck. Just looking just bumpy and green.
AMA coming up next. Any question, any topic, including how to make sure that you could get away with wearing knockoff jewelry. Send your questions to the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929, or on Twitter, at TBM929. We'll answer everything you got coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, here we go. Any question, any topic, either on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 or on Twitter, at TBM929. You know what I just found out, Randy?
Let me hear it.
We had been talking about how the draft coverage tonight from State Farm Arena with me and Mike Conte and Deshaun Tate was from 7 to 10.
Yep.
Good news.
What's that?
7 to 11.
Oh, they extended you out.
Bonus hour. So if you're up and with us at 10 o'clock tonight, well, don't go anywhere. We'll be with you till 11.
When did you find that out? Has it always been that way? Like, or we
15
just been
minutes ago? I guess it had always been that way, but all of our imaging said 7 to 10.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's cool. That's great. Get home an hour earlier.
Uh-huh.
Get in bed an hour earlier. Uh-huh. Come back to the show tomorrow. But I also did, in the back of my mind, think to myself, 7 to 11 is the normal time slot that time of night.
That's okay.
I know that because I used to work at night.
Exactly.
It was a good time down there.
Yeah.
7 to 11 tonight.
All right. Well, yeah, have fun.
One other thing that I want to mention, weird breaking story from Major League Baseball. This is according to Jeff Passan. Apparently, Tampa Bay, the Rays organization, has received Major League Baseball's permission to become a two-city team, which would mean that they would play the early season home games in Tampa Bay and finish the season in Montreal.
Really?
It's a report from Jeff Passan. That is weird. Is it like, it's like when you have divorced parents?
Yeah.
Like you do Christmas with mom and Thanksgiving with dad, or New Year's or whatever.
That's kind of...
It's very unusual. Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work.
That's it. Wow. Huh.
All right. With that, we get into the AMA portion of the program, and we start here. Andy and Randy, of the three, who does the best impressions on 92.9 The Game? Jarvis Davis, Carl Dukes, or John Chuckery?
None of them. Mike Bell.
Yeah, Mike Bell does the
Mike
best
Mike Bell just did Dust Rose out there.
For
the,
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah. So none of them. Nobody's better than Mike Bell.
You know, I was really thinking about that while that was going on. Yeah. I was like, people probably wonder sometimes, you know, what's it like during commercials, or what's this guy like off the air? Mike Bell is the same guy.
Yes.
On clown, air, off clown, air, hilarious.
Clown.
Except he's just allowed to swear when we're in the sports space. That's really the only difference.
That's all of it.
He did Dusty Rhodes for 5 minutes, and it was so funny.
Yes. Talking to Tony Schiavone.
He did it. It's true.
Talking to Tony Schiavone.
He did a whole car commercial as Dusty Rhodes.
Yes. It was pretty funny.
It was so good. All right. Favorite book about sports? Sports book that you've read?
I couldn't even tell you.
I go with Boys in the Boat.
It's been a long time since I read a sports book.
Boys in the Boat is the best one I've read recently. It's about the 1936 U.S. Olympic crew team and everything they went through. They won the gold medal at the Berlin, the Nazi Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
The Sandy Koufax autobiography, or not biography, was very good as well. Read that recently. I don't know. There's a lot of good ones out there. The Willie Mays biography was awesome.
I bet.
Dude, Willie Mays is an interesting guy. All right, AMA from Silence is Golden. Who survives longer in the octagon? Me against Ronda Rousey, or you, Randy, against John Bones Jones? And could either of us survive long enough for Deshaun Tate to complete a 100-yard dash? So we'd have to make it, what, about 15 seconds?
Yeah. I don't know. I ain't no punk about mine. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've repeatedly told you that, you know.
You have repeatedly told me that.
Yeah, and I'm going to hit you first because I don't know how good my jaw is. Now, I just seen Bones Jones take some licks and just eat them.
Why do I have to fight Ronda Rousey?
I think it's more of a, you know, see how you like turtle? Just hemmed up.
So fast.
Yeah, but 15 seconds? I can go 15 seconds with Jones. I just got to just try to stay away from him.
Yeah.
I even lock up with him.
Right, that'd be a big mistake.
Or getting his swinging radius.
That'd be a big mistake.
Or getting his swinging radius.
Well, you just have to hope that he got suspended before you guys had the fight. There's a decent chance he would test positive for something before you're supposed to fight him. Ronda Rousey would have me out within 15 seconds.
Yeah, she hurts you.
15 seconds, I'd be unconscious.
Yeah, she hurts
you.
There's
no doubt about that. There was a good one. Oh, yeah. Sundresses or yoga pants?
I can't decide. That's from...
You have to.
That's from Hater J.
You have to. Tony Schiavone, by the way, picked yoga pants, and that's what we were talking about when you walked in the room.
Let me have the yoga pants.
I gotta go sundress.
I love the sundress.
Gotta go sundress. Love the sundress.
Yeah.
Weights or cardio? Do you prefer? Cardio.
Yes.
Cardio all day. Favorite fast food restaurant? Arby's.
Popeyes.
Love Arby's. Yeah. All right. What would you rather have? Falcons Super Bowl or Georgia Bulldogs National Championship?
Georgia Bulldogs, Natty, so
there's a lot of Bulldogs.
Yeah, Georgia Bulldogs.
I assume they mean Georgia.
Okay. Whatever. Here's one. Randy, what is...
Well, I'd go Falcons Super Bowl, personally.
Yeah, I'm going dogs.
Yeah.
Personally. Says, Randy, what's the worst place to smell flatulence from teammates? The locker room, a team meeting, team bus, or team flight? Definitely the flight.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's nothing worse.
Well, it's not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing worse than that. Oh.
What's the worst place to smell flatulence just in general, though?
Plane.
Plane?
Yeah.
I'd say in bed. Because that means it wasn't you and it's leaking up from under the covers. That means it was your significant other. That's not good. That's a gross situation. It's called a Dutch oven. Oh, Wendy said that's only if your head's under the covers. So it's like a Dutch oven with the top of it off, basically. My wife has never done that.
A Dutch? I don't even know what even.
Well, there's no real way to go from there.
Yeah, I just.
Another bad place to fart is the shower.
All right.
Watch out now!
If you could die and come back as any celebrity or athlete, who would it be?
Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Yeah.
That would be bad. Man, I'm trying to think. Any athlete or celebrity of all time. You know, it would be pretty fun to be Shaq.
I think so, too.
It'd be pretty fun to be Shaq or Charles Barkley. That'd be fun too.
I want to be somebody like an international soccer star.
Yeah, if David Beckham wouldn't be
David
too bad.
David Beckham wouldn't be too bad.
That'd
either.
Be pretty fun.
Yeah,
man, actor. An actor would be even better because you could still do your thing. That's the hard part about being an athlete. I mean, you were great at it before, but now you're just a rich old guy.
I take being rich and old.
Come on. Yeah, that's true. There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing at all.
If you're an actor, you get to be in movies still. That'd be fun.
If I could be an actor, I'd be. Probably Russell Crowe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mike Bell said he saw Gerard Butler yesterday in town.
We ain't seen no picture. So it didn't happen? Yep,
wow.
Didn't happen.
All right. Best biscuits.
Them damn Popeyes biscuits. And them, but no, not Popeyes, but...
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster and Church's.
Cheddar biscuits.
Church's.
The Red Lobster cheddar biscuits are the best biscuits.
Yes, they are.
That's the best biscuit.
Yeah.
There's some good biscuits, but that's the best biscuit.
I like them Church's biscuits, though.
I don't know if I've ever had a Church's biscuit.
Favorite?
I've had Church's chicken.
Randy, favorite SEC stadium other than Sanford? Tennessee. Neyland was cool.
Neyland's cool?
Yeah, Neyland's
I want to cool. go up there. Haven't been there yet. Hopefully we'll get down to Jacksonville. I know that's not an SEC stadium, but it's where the cocktail party is. Trying to get down there.
Oh, we're going to go.
Trying to get down there for the cocktail party this year.
We're working on it.
We're supposed to be the college football show, right?
That's what he told me.
We're going to SEC Media Days? Oh, we're not?
No, we're not going.
Can't make the drive, huh?
Well, I mean, okay. I'm surprised you're going to be back tomorrow because y'all going to Brooklyn. It's still a chance y'all going to Brooklyn.
Yeah,
right?
We're
going
to be at the Barkey Center tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's still a chance y'all going to
in Brooklyn,
Brooklyn, right?
So.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. They got airplanes.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Maybe I'll do the show from Brooklyn tomorrow.
Cool.
Randy, could you take Hugh in a fight?
It just depends.
What is it? I'm not. You're not
I
a
ain't
punk,
no punk
about
my
yours.
Mind, but I just can't let Hugh get his hands on me.
Which he would be able to do.
No, he would.
Because it would be a fight.
Oh no,
what are you gonna run?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna jab him, dude.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be sticking and moving. Yeah. As soon as Hugh tired down, then I got him. I just gotta wear him down first.
Pina colada or strawberry daiquiri?
Neither one. I ain't no softy.
I had a pina colada a couple weekends ago. I could only drink like 3 sips of it. It's so sweet. My wife's folks were with us, and her mom loves stuff like
right.
that. So she made me a pina colada, and I was like, yeah, I can't. I mean, I want to drink the alcohol that's in
right.
it. Just give me some of that. You can take the pina colada. It's just too sweet.
No, my guy Pete, who was he made his wife Tam, came on the cruise with me and Donna. He was drinking, like, Hennessy mixed with pina colada.
Wow,
I was
that
like, dude,
is
what
something
you,
else.
What you trying to do to yourself
no
out here?
No kidding.
What you trying to do?
Ronda Rousey or Serena Williams?
Serena?
I mean, Serena's the answer to every question
every
you might
question
be
like
asking.
That. Yeah.
I don't have much. Yeah.
You think Ronda Rousey is attractive?
She's okay.
Yeah, that's why I look at it.
She's okay. Yeah. But I'm okay, so who am I? You know what I mean? Favorite childhood toy?
He-Man.
Nice.
Love me some He-Man.
Nice.
Yes.
I had the Ninja Turtles van.
Dude,
so
me too.
So I could get the Ninja Turtles in there? Oh, man, that was a good toy.
So y'all said we were the Turtles, right? I'm definitely Raphael, right?
As long as I can be Donatello.
Yeah, I'm definitely Raphael all day. Brian's the leader, so he has to be Leonardo.
He's Leonardo.
And
Wendy
is definitely
Michelangelo.
And I'm Raphael.
I think everybody got what they wanted on that one. Yeah.
Who'd you want again?
Donatello.
Oh, yes.
He wears purple.
Oh, yeah,
go
good.
Huskies. We'll come
we're
back good. And tell you what we learned today. Check in with John Chuckery and Mike Bell as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, just a few minutes left for us here before John Chuckery and Mike Bell come in studio, which, by the way, sounded fantastic yesterday. Chuck and Bell yesterday. John Chuckery filling in for Carl Dukes.
Oh, yeah, good times, man. Good times, man.
They sounded very good together.
Good times.
All right, Brian Gebhardt's takeaway of the day is that the Atlanta Falcons season and how badly it went last year forced me to use a porta potty. True story.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to hour 2 of the podcast if you'd like to hear that. Hour two is actually fitting for that story.
We got a podcast.
Wendy's takeaway of the day was that you got to watch out for the splashback when you use a porta potty, which I also said in that story because I'm just a classy individual, I guess. And my takeaway of the day is that the draft show tonight, live from State Farm Arena, is going to be from 7 to 11 instead of 7 to 10. Found that out a little bit earlier. It's going to be a four-hour show tonight.
How about that?
Me, Mike Conti, and Deshaun Tate.
It's amazing that you didn't know that.
I didn't. I didn't know it. Didn't know it. What about you?
My takeaway today is my guy Knox, who I've been just like holding in laughter all day, looking at his head. Knox is having a rough hair day today, and for anybody that has not seen it.
Which is everyone listening.
It is hilarious. I've never seen my guy Knox look like that. He just looks like that.
He said he's going to get a haircut.
Well, hell, put a hat on.
Everything okay, Knox?
Like he's going through some stuff.
Yeah.
Like he's going through some things.
Wow, all right.
Going through some things.
Need a hug after? All right, great. We can do that.
Sounds good.
Bro hugs for free.
Hey, we're doing it tomorrow.
Now,
so
we'll be out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw tomorrow.
Yes, we're in Kennesaw tomorrow.
10 to 2.
Yes, followed by Dukes and Bell.
Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
On Saturday. 12 to 3.
And then on Monday, we are going to be at the Hawks practice facility.
Yes.
Where they're going to be introducing the draft picks, and we'll have a chance to talk to them.
Yeah, whichever he is.
Who will they be? Who are we going to be talking to on Monday?
I think Cam Reddish is going to be the guard.
I agree.
And I think that what's the guy from?
Jackson Hayes.
I think Hayes.
I think we're going to talk to those two guys.
Yeah, I think we're talking. Number 17, I ain't got no clue who that's with.
You don't?
Nope. Who you got?
Keldon Johnson.
Okay.
I think they take Keldon Johnson out of Kentucky, 17th overall.
Okay.
I think we talk to Cam Reddish, Jackson Hayes, and Keldon Johnson on Monday. I think those are the three picks. I don't think they will make four picks. I think they will only make three picks. I think they'll trade that fourth pick. And I'll probably be wrong about all three of those.
Yeah, well, I hope they do get it. Whoever they get, it is a step. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Twin Peaks, whoever they get, he's got to be instant impact.
Yep.
Right now.
Absolutely.
Time to go.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.